Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
This is Eleanor Engel. Well, I hope you'll have yourself some fun this weekend, because fun is good for you. And whether you're planning to take in a movie or visit friends, or whether you just intend to stay home and catch up on your loafing, you have to feel good to enjoy yourself. Well, when you don't feel up to having fun because of that all-in, all-over feeling with a headache or an upset stomach, you can depend on Alka-Seltzer for effective, refreshing relief. Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Now, starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. Ask at your drug counter for Speedy Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing. It's the favorite of so many for relief that does so much.
Walt's Malt Shop in Wistful Vista is a busy place this lunchtime. Listen.
Burger with side of fries.
Burger with fries.
Oh, Cora, could you
chili
get...
Chili dog, French dip onto a bowl.
CD dunk to a bowl.
Cora, when you have time...
There's your apple pie, Eddie.
Thanks.
Oh, hey, Miss McGee, you need some more water? Why don't you holler?
Well, as a matter of cold fact, Cora, I did holler.
Oh, this joint. Can't hear yourself thinking here at lunchtime. Where's that little man of yours today? You could sure hear him when he sounds off.
Yeah, he's got a big, strong voice on him, all right. He's going to pick me up here in about 10 minutes. Has to stop off at the bank first. And do I dread today.
Yeah. What's today?
Budget day. Oh. This is the day he fills those silly little envelopes marked light bill, phone bill, house payment, and so forth. Drops a quarter in the one marked miscellaneous and hands me what's left for the food money. It's murder.
I know what you mean. Marvin went through that crazy routine for months.
Of course, it never comes out even. There's never enough. I've got our grocery expenses down to about $15 a week, Cora, but McGee still thinks it's too high.
Oh, him too? Why don't you use a little psychology on him like I did with my husband?
Oh?
Burger with Santa fries, pick up.
Marvin used to be an absolute pain in the neck about the grocery bills. Very snide, you know. Stew again, he'd say. My, we spend a lot of money on stew, don't we, he'd say.
I said burger with side of fries, pick up.
Keep your apron on, Walt. Can't you see I'm talking?
Maybe you better go get...
Oh, never mind him. He won't fire me. I just loaned him $10 to make a payment on the new grill. I'm a stockholder now.
Oh?
Now, about this problem. I had the same thing with Marvin, and here's what you do. Now, when you get home and he hands you the food budget and says, here you are, Tootsie. But this time, please, let's see if we can do a little better.
That's exactly what he always says.
Sure. And then you say, look, sweetheart, I think I have the answer to this food problem. I realize I've been making a mess of things. I just don't seem to have it.
Light bill. Water bill. Last but not by any means least, the house payment. Gotta get more paper money next time.
Yes.
Well, that leaves us $15 for your food budget again this week. Here you are.
Thank you.
And, of course, I realize we haven't been on this budget system very long, and I'm sure with more experience you'll learn, but let's try to do a little better with the grocery money this time. Maybe come out a couple of bucks ahead on the week this time, huh?
Well, dearie, I think I have the answer to our budget problem.
Yeah?
Yes. I realize I've been making a sort of a mess out of it myself.
Hmm.
I don't know. I guess it's just that I'm a woman, and I don't have a natural business sense like you do.
Well, it's not easy, I'll admit, when you don't have a natural business sense like I do.
That's just it. I don't know. I start out for the store, and I know what I want to buy, but somehow I get confused when I start looking at the prices. Panicky, in fact.
Oh, I can tell that, sure.
Well, I was hoping, since men have so much more talent for handling money and budgets and all those things, that maybe you'd help me this week. You know, do the grocery shopping for me. Yourself. Show me how.
My dear, I've been very unjust. I haven't realized the terrible struggle you've been going through.
Oh, it's been harrowing.
So poorly equipped.
Yes.
Just a mere woman up against the world.
Thank you. Then you'll help me?
Gladly. You just leave the problem in my capable hands, my dear. I'll show you how to save some money.
Good old Cora. Once I hand him this week's grocery list and he gets in that market...
Here we are. Pencil and paper.
If the meat counter doesn't get him the frozen food...
Let's see. Now, first we'll start by planning the menu for all week.
But I've already got the grocery list.
Throw it out. In order to get to the bottom of a problem, you got to start at the bottom of the problem. Now, you write down what you'd like to eat, and I'll write down what I'd like to eat. Then we'll see what we can make out of ground round and how many times we'll have to have spaghetti to go around the ground round.
Oh, dear. This isn't going to be as simple as I thought.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Heavenly days, McGee. What are you doing?
This, my dear, is a little invention of mine that's going to revolutionize the sale of Alka-Seltzer and make us our first million. I call it McGee's Handy Dandy Zip Open 4-Tablet Pocket Pack of Alka-Seltzer.
Well, that's a short and snappy name. Easy to remember, too.
All you do is zip open the cellophane wrapper, and there you've got 4 Alka-Seltzer tablets, each one in its own foil wrapper.
But, dearie...
You can carry McGee's handy-dandy zip-open 4-tablet pocket pack of Alka-Seltzer with you wherever you go.
Yes,
you can put it in your pocket, your purse, your briefcase, your overnight bag, your glove compartment, your golf bag.
McGee...
Now, listen, kiddo. Think of all the people who have headaches and upset stomachs and don't always have an Alka-Seltzer handy.
Why, it'll...
McGee...
You were saying something, Molly?
The Alka-Seltzer people already have a handy pack of 4 tablets just like you described, and they're selling it every day in the stores.
Well, why is it that every time a real scientific mind like mine comes up with something, some bloke has got to think of it? Okay, market. Everybody out. End of the line.
Okay, but remember now, you promised to do the grocery shopping the way I have to do it.
Right. You're right about that, Molly. I'll admit it wouldn't be any trick for me to show you how to save money if I just bought meatloaf and beans and spaghetti for the week.
True. Our problem isn't how to gain weight, it's how to save money.
Yeah, so I'll just work with your usual weekly menu and show you how a man would handle this problem.
Good. Now you're talking. Here we are. Come on. Oh, well, Mr. Wimple.
Hello, folks.
How are you?
Oh, just fine.
And your arm?
It's still a little sore.
Your shoulder?
Much better.
How's your eye?
Almost completely healed. See? Hmm.
Good heavens, what happened?
Didn't you tell her, Mr. McGee?
Oh, I guess I forgot.
She got home Sunday.
Oh, don't tell me you and Sweetie Face had a quarrel so soon.
Oh, no.
Well, then what...
You see, Molly, when Wimp got her wire...
Yes, the one that said, arriving at 3, be on time or else, love, Sweetie Face.
Yeah, well, it was 2:57 then, so he hopped in the car, whizzed downtown, zigzagging through traffic, and met the train.
Head on.
At the crossing.
Oh, dear.
Just ruined my new suit. Nearly ruined me, too. Tore a ligament in my arm, sprained my shoulder, and cut my eye.
Oh, my.
But wasn't that lucky?
Lucky?
Yes.
Think what would have happened if he missed it.
She would have killed me. Oh, there she is now. I'm over here, Sweetie Face. Let me carry those packages for you. Oh, you're much too delicate.
Goodness, those two sure have.
Well, come on. Watch the door. And remember now, keep your eye on me and watch how I buy. Next time, you can do exactly like I do.
Soup, 14 cents. Bread, 23. Coffee, 89.
Well, kiddo, this is it. She's almost done. I hope you've been watching me.
Every move, sweetheart, every move.
Now, don't get me wrong. I didn't expect to save you half.
I didn't either.
But you'll notice a substantial difference in what I spent.
Well, I certainly appreciate this.
Oh, it's okay. Most women wouldn't admit they needed help on their grocery buying.
Well, most women don't have husbands who are clever like you are. And I'm sure we'll notice a big saving.
Will that be all, sir?
That's it. That covers your usual menu for the week, don't it, Molly?
Yes. Now, if you'll just ring up that total, miss.
That's, 11.25, sir.
Heavenly days. Just 11.25 for all this?
Frankly, I didn't think I was spending quite that much, Molly. I estimated around 9.87. Give or take a few nickels. But at least you've seen that it can be done if you try.
Helen, I thought I told you to work the other check stand.
If you buy very carefully.
I thought you said this one, Joe.
No, this cash register is out of whack. Keeps ringing up $10 short. Just add $10 to this man's bill, Helen. Close this register until the repairman gets here. I'll phone them again because...
Hey, what did he say? Add $10 to my bill.
Yes, that'll be $21.25, sir.
No, you don't do anything of the kind.
I thought that was a lot of food.
Well, I'd be glad to add it again on the other register, sir, if you'll help me move your groceries over to the other check stand there.
Well, of all the underhanded ways to run a grocery store...
Help her move the groceries, McGee. I'll help you too, miss, because I'm very anxious to see how this comes out. $21.25, huh?
Can't be.
I usually spend around $15 myself, so... let's add it all up again.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Mother, I'm sure you know that good health doesn't come by accident. If you have a happy, healthy family, you deserve a lot of credit. And you probably realize that you must guard against vitamin shortage, one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. Now, an easy, practical way to protect your family against vitamin shortage is to give them one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets every day. You see, your meals may not always contain enough vitamins, but one-a-day brand multiple vitamins provide all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take in small, easy-to-swallow tablets that leave no aftertaste. That's why youngsters take them willingly. And low-cost, one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets contain vitamin B12. Ask at your drugstore for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
Molly, I bought the cheapest brands of everything.
So do I.
I only bought meats that were on special sale, you know, like the round steak there. Sign said regularly $1.98, special today $1.96. That's a saving. I even brought along all our coupons, you know, the kind that give you 15 cents off on the trial size if you buy three of the large economy size. $21.25.
Well, it's a tough fight, my boy. Now maybe you can see what I'm up against every week.
Yeah, I guess I've been kind of unreasonable, Molly, expecting you to feed both of us on $15 a week. I think you ought to raise the budget. Take more money for groceries after this.
Well, thanks, dearie. I can use it.
And you deserve it. You've been a good kid. Starting next week, let's take $16 a week. See if that don't work out better, okay? So long, everybody.
See you Monday. Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Mr. Wimple is played by Bill Thompson and Cora by Alvia Allman. Walt was played by Ken Christie and the cashier by Mary Lansing.
Monitor takes you everywhere, weekends on NBC Radio.